Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
You know, we really haven't talked about this aspect of yesterday's game a whole lot, but I got to admit, I didn't like it. You know, the Titans losing, the Titans drafting Travis Hunter with the number one overall pick, now that they have the number one overall pick, would scare me a lot more than them drafting any quarterback. And even if they, and what if they do draft a quarterback and it's whomever, Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, I wasn't crazy about it, man. I wasn't crazy about it. They're going to have their pick of the litter.
Yeah, I'm not. Actually, I go the entire opposite way. Like, I'm not that worried about them having the number one overall pick. It's, you know, just kind of starting to look at some of the offseason type things, especially amongst draft analysts and such. One of the things you get a strong grasp of is that this is not going to be a top-heavy NFL draft this year, as we kind of already know that there's not like a lot of high-end quarterbacks, but I think there's like one offensive tackle, there's like probably one running back, there's a few wide receivers, don't get me wrong, and Travis Hunter obviously top.
There's Travis Hunter,
but I none of those really scare me in a particular way, especially when you talk about the way that this Tennessee Titans team has been, and plus the fact that, you know, they need quarterback play. So like, all right, what's the worst case scenario, right? They draft Travis Hunter, who has an opportunity to play in both ways. That is a problem, right? He could be there for a while. And then what? They sign Sam Darnold?
I don't know. All I'm saying, I'd rather they not have the number one overall pick and a shot at maybe somebody like that who could be. I mean, you never know. But all signs are Travis Hunter is going to be something special.
Sure.
You know?
That I can agree with. You think Deion good with him playing in Nashville?
If he's the number one overall pick, I think he will be. You know, who knows what Deion really is going to end up doing, but I think he would be.
I don't either. I have no idea, but I was just like, that adds another potential wrinkle in these things. I'm not certain about the Titans being in. And somebody said just don't want them to trade and have an opportunity to trade back and get more things. That's going to be there
as
well.
These are my confessions.
Oh, I thought you had something.
I actually did, man. You know, I'm going to go second on this one.
Oh, okay. My bad.
I was kind of rooting for the Titans to win this after the first series, man. After the Texans did their first series and they sat everybody down, I went into full-blown preseason mode. Like, all right, this game don't matter. And I was praying to God that Tennessee beat the Texans, man, because first of all, it didn't matter. Yeah. Like, it wasn't going to change anything. And we saw what we saw for that first series. Well, I'm like, man, I don't want them to get the first overall pick. Not because I was scared or anything like that. I was just petty. I'm like, y'all want to be petty? I'm going to be petty.
Yeah.
I don't know if it.
They're going to be talked about.
Because clearly they was trying to lose that game.
Yes.
But, I wanted them to not get that first overall pick just because I wanted to be petty.
Yeah,
man.
That's fine.
I can respect that, though. Mm-hmm. I can absolutely respect that.
These are my confessions.
I don't. All right. And I recognize that this can sound cold. And I confess, I understand that. But I don't rock with the think of the children type response. to Black Monday, right? I understand there's dudes that are losing their job. I don't take that lightly. Mm-hmm. However, I know that D'Amico Ron's was talking about this in his press availability. Hey, man, that is what the money is for, to quote the AMC show, Mad Men. Hey, I understand it, right? There are people that are also attached to that person who's getting fired that might have to move and have to change their lives, whatever. That person is going to be well compensated for one. And that's not to say everything, man. As somebody who I went to 3 different middle schools, right? I've done a little bit of moving in my life. I understand the ways in which that can be tough. That is not inherently the fault of that the employer firing that player person. That was kind of incumbent with being a football coach.
Sure.
Like, football is a very transient, football coach is a very transient job. Mm-hmm. Unless you are one of a very small, a select group of people, you're going to be doing some moving. I'm not going to pretend like that's because, everybody is waiting on this dude to get fired. No, man, that's kind of the nature of the game.
You sign up for it.
And I'm not trying to do the, you knew what you got. But in a way, that's part of that was something that came with it. And that is a sacrifice that we recognize that coaches, families, and probably other families in sports, right, are having to deal with. I acknowledge that. But that's not going to make me feel bad about seeing, the way that the chips fall after a season. When, especially for organizations, these things matter in the way that they go about things, whether they keep coaches that they shouldn't, or sign up coaches that they should, right? I miss me on the think of the children response.
I'm with you, and I feel like coaches all over the NFL, assistant coaches especially, are waiting for someone to get fired so they can maybe get another job.
Yeah, I think that's part of the industry too, man. Mm-hmm. We in that same industry where if one of us lose our job or get fired or something like that. A lot of people don't think, hey, that guy have a family. People be like, yeah, that way we get a new show.
Yeah.
Like, they don't really think about it like that either, but that's
the way it goes. It's sad, but it's the way it goes.
Yeah, and on top of that, our family knows the industry we are in, too, where you might pick up and move to a small town for a job, or that job might not work out, so you move to another town. So it's kind of like being in the Army. I want to say, not technically being in the Army or in the military, but... Yeah. Just the moving around constantly. You could just up and move out of nowhere.
And I respect there's not a pseudo holiday built around any of our jobs in the same way that Black Monday exists. So I'm not trying to be entirely callous, but it's going to be hard pressed to make it land with me that, hey, guys, we really need to be more somber about this. No, we don't.
Yeah.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
These are my confessions.
It's way early. There's a lot of fish to fry before we get there. But now that we know the 2025 opponents of the Houston Texans, feeling pretty good about next year. I'm feeling pretty good about next year already. At home, you really don't have any scary opponents, so you should be able to make hay at home. The only real one would be Buffalo at home. But other than that, outside the division, you got the Broncos, Cardinals, Niners, and Bucks. I can live with that. Now, the road's a different story with the Chiefs and Ravens and Chargers and who knows with the Rams and the Seahawks, but those are the opponents for the Texans. The road, you should have the tougher games on the road. You would want the tougher games on the road.
I guess so. Yeah. I can see that. No, I mean, it's going to be a first-place schedule again, man. That is what it is, and I guess I saw someone also saluting that on the text line. Shout out to the 10-7, record in a first-place schedule. I think for us, or for me, at least, it's the way that they got there felt like they could have squeezed more out of it. But no, there's still something to be said for doing that well. And hopefully as development continues to happen, you are in a place where you can view it that way, where it's like, hey, it doesn't really matter who you're facing off against. You have a good chance no matter what day it is or where you're playing. So, yeah, no, I feel you on that.
These are my confessions.
Are you still going second?
I could go second. So I was off for the last 2 weeks. So it was technically 14 days I was off of work, coming back from last year. I don't think I could do that again, man. I was off 2 weeks. I didn't travel anywhere. I pretty much stayed home the whole time. I don't know if I could do that again, man. And not that I didn't enjoy the time off, because I did. I enjoyed doing nothing. But I kind of got into a mode where I got out of my hookup.
Yeah.
Where I'm staying up way late. I'm waking up super late. And I was nervous about coming back to work because I felt like I was going to be in a little funk where I got to get myself back together. So I don't know if I could take off 2 weeks without doing anything. Now, if it was like a trip or something, that's a little different. But I think I got way too comfortable just being at home doing nothing.
But you did you got a lot of stuff done at the new house.
Yeah, I got some stuff done. Yeah. But for the most part, it was like staying up late, watching TV, playing the video game.
Like you're in college.
Yeah, yeah. It was like I was like a high schooler or something.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do that again. Maybe I'll just do maybe a week.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but how you feeling today? Because you're like, you thought it would throw you off your game. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling cool. I'm no big mistakes or nothing back here. Nah. But I am kind of behind a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got to get back in the groove of my normal Monday through Friday thing.
I think you're good. I think you're all right.
I didn't notice anything. I mean, I noticed you were gone.
These are my confessions.
Yesterday, the Golden Globes were on.
Oh, baby.
Mm. Oh, well, I didn't expect that response.
No, my old baby is about, like a year ago, Figgy, this is a kind of a confession within your confession. I barely knew who Nikki Glaser was.
You love some Nikki Glaser,
man.
And
then she did, and then she did the Tom Brady roast. And yesterday, she absolutely killed it.
I didn't get to pay enough attention to it because I had that on with the Rockets game.
Three other TVs on, maniac.
And it was I will admit, like I say
that. Was the sound on all of them?
Yes. It was tougher in this instance because usually there's a hierarchy, so usually it works easier. I have a progression. You go one to two to three, right? Yeah. I was trying to actively watch all the things at the same time. It was more difficult. But the actual confession was I realized I have not watched nearly as much stuff as I typically do, like movies, and it feels like there just haven't been that many movies out. But you watch the Golden Globes or like, you know, as we're heading into award season, I'm like, hey, some of these look like they might be good and I need to go back and watch them. I ain't just ain't watched them. Even TV
that
shows.
That happens to me every year now.
Even TV shows. Like Shogun had a whole bunch of awards and some of the stuff. Like I was like, oh, I have not watched any Shrinking on Apple TV.
I watched that religiously. It's awesome.
Okay. Like there was a whole bunch of stuff.
Awesome. I'm all caught up.
I need to go back and watch somehow. But also I'm like, where's the time? And maybe we get to the off season with Texas eventually.
Did Hacks win anything?
Hacks won a decent amount of stuff, for sure.
Shrinking and Hacks are the two that I'm on right now. They're both really good. Really, really good. Highly recommend Shrinking. Highly recommend Hacks.
Yeah, I'm like, when am I going to find the time? Because now I want to go and watch these things now that we're coming up on award season.
Mm-hmm.
I have not. I have no groundwork. At least usually I'm like, oh, I've seen a few things and I can add in and fill in the gaps. Nah, bro, I'm working from scratch and I don't like this at all.
That happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
These are my confessions.
All right, so this is the pettiness in me coming out. And I don't care. So we all heard, they talked a lot about, well, this guy's got this incentive in the Texans game. This incentive and this incentive. I got to the point where I was hoping the Texans defense would just lay down so Tony Pollard could get that $250,000 and get into Amy Adams Strunk's pocket a little more. You know, because he was so close. He was like 17, did he end up like 17, 19 yards away, I think. But they kept saying, Pollard, you know, he needs this many more yards. Pollard's got that 250,000. I was like, just let him have it. You're going to win the game. You know, it's a lock at this point. Just let him have it so Amy Adams has to write another $250,000 check.
That would violate the swarm mentality,
yeah,
Lopez.
But that was me. That's why they call this confessions.
Lopez, we got a swarm.
Get into her pocket.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, very good. I appreciate the petty, especially when it comes to you and...
Yeah, that woman.
Mm-hmm. That's right. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Somebody said, I feel you, Figgy. 2 weeks off of vacation is hard. Spending more money, getting bored, split the time. It'll make the year go better. All right, so yeah.
Yeah, all I need is a week.
Okay.
Just to chill at home, do nothing.
Noted.
My problem is I take 2 weeks off and I forget how to do my job.
Yeah, no question. No doubt.
That's what I was worried about.
Yeah, but you're still here doing the job, making it work. All right, coming up next, let's talk about the Rockets. We talked about the fact that they were able to keep the Lakers at bay, but they lost a starter, Jabari Smith Jr. Just how valuable is Jabari? We'll talk about that next.